Rabbi asked a question like this. The Bori Heich, what's going to be the law in these cases where the husband is a healthy man? Maybe, B'shiv merahu d'nichalei t'lishta moy mili. Only when the husband is about to die is a shiv merah. Then we say when he gives her, when he writes away all his property to his wife, he means to give it to make her an apotropis, in order that the children should give respect to his wife. T'lishta moy mili, they should listen to her. Abu Babori, but in the case when the husband is a healthy man and he says this, Hokoi, the husband's alive, still watch out and make sure that the children will have respect for his wife. So then the svar is when he says he's given all his property to his wife, maybe then he means to give it to her for a present. Or Dilma, maybe no. Babori nami, nichele delishtamoy mili mehashta. That even though he's healthy still, he wants to give it a shame, he's giving a present to her, he's making his wife, the apotropis, in order that the children should start to listen to her more from now. But still, even though he's a bori, he does not mean really to give it to her for a present, only to be an apotropis. That's the shayla. So more says Tashma coming here. It says, Aloha, ha-kois of peiros nechos of lishtoi, if somebody writes off and gives a present, the peiros, the fruits of his property should go to his wife. So Aloha is, Goyvik subosum in akarko, she still has the right to collect the ksuba from the rest of the karko. In other words, we do not say the fact the husband gave her these peiros, all she has a right to receive is only these peiros. No, since it doesn't have to do with karko, we say she still has a right to collect the ksuba. What about lamachs l'shlish l'raviyo? Goyvik subosum in ashar. And here it's a chiddush, even though he wrote her. That I'm giving you half of my property, a third of my property, even of the karka, still we do not say she's meichel the ksuba of the rest of the property, and she has a right yet to be goyva ksuba min hashar. But what's going to be cost of kol nechos of liishtoi? Let's say a husband writes all his property, he gives away to his wife for a present, and then v'yotzo lav shtah chayv. Then later there's a baal chayv comes and saying, listen, I lent your husband money. He owes it to me. So I have a right to take away this karka. So locher is, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Tikra matnosa v'talmud aksubosa. Listen, what each would want better is that this present should be bottled, and therefore she still has a right to collect ksuba. Because the way it works is like this, that first when they get married, the husband has to write up ksuba. So it's as if like he has a shibud, his wife has a shibud on all his property. Then later he borrowed money from somebody. So really when the Baal Chayv is later come to collect, they cannot take away the karka that's meshibud for the ksuba, because the ksuba is first. But here what happened was later on, at last the husband gave a present to his wife, all his property. So one way to look at it is, the wife is mechu the ksuba, and she keeps this present. But if she does like that, she loses out, because then the Baal Chayvus that lent money to the husband earlier would have a right to come and take away the property. So Reza says nothing doing. She does not want the present, such a case, but rather she would rather stick to the ksuba, and therefore she still keeps the property. However, the Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say no, in such a case, Tikra Ksubasa, we rip up the ksuba, the Tamad Amat Nosai, and she remains with the present that she received last, that the husband wrote off all his property to his wife, so she felt very happy and proud about it, so she meant to be mechel ksuba because she's keeping this present. But now it comes out, since there's a Baal Chayv that the husband owes money to, the nimsis, it comes out, that kurachas mikan mikan, she's like bald, she loses out the ksuba and the present. And on this, Yom Review, the Hanachtam Review, the Hanachtam said, the baker said that the mice once happened a case, Yira Hadova Bavasa Chaisi Kala, it happened with his daughter's wife, or Bo Mice of Nechachomim, for Yom when they pass Knossos like this, that the locher is Tikra Ksubosa, that she's supposed to rip up the Ksuba, she loses out, Vitamad Al Matnosai, and she remains with the Matona with the present the husband gave her. And therefore, Vanimsa, it comes out, that Karachas Mikan Mikan, she's like bald, she's losing out both ways. What's Nagaya to us is, here we see, Taimo Diyotzo Lov Shtachayv. like the present when the husband wrote all his property to his wife, mashma, it's really a good present that she has a right to keep it. It's hers. The only reason why here she's losing out is because there's a baal chayv coming taking it away, because there's a yotzalov shtachayv. Mashma, clearly, holo yotzalov shtachayv. Let's say there would not be a shtachayv. Nobody can take away the property from her. Then kanya, then she would keep it. So lechur over my, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me v'shchiv mera, where the husband's about to die, Ivo Amrit, you told me before, lo yosel apotropis. That was pshita. If husband's about to die and he writes off all his property to his wife, he only means to make her a guardian, an apotropis over it, but not to really give her a present. And here we say she really keeps it as a present. El Allah, this should be a proof, but bori, that we're talking about over here, where the husband is healthy. And when he's healthy, here we say the husband really means to give her a present. So we see the lacha before was only by a shchiv mera and not by a bari. The Gemara says no. Yerlim really, I tell you, a shchiv mera. It could be we're talking about a shchiv mera. But Rav Avira Mukilo Bekula, Rav Avira puts these cases Bekula. In the case before, we said, he says in his cases, in certain wives, where she does receive the present. And Ravina Mukilo be Ishta Yarusa be Ishta Grusha. At least in these two cases, when you write it off to your wife that you gave her a get already, in such a case you really mean to give her a present. So that's the case we're talking about over here, that you really meant to give it to her for a present, and therefore we say a svara, she's Mechel Aksuba, and therefore when the Baal Chayv has come, she's Karachas Mikan Umikan. But there's no proof to a regular case where a regular wife maybe there, even by a bori, still the husband only means to make her into an apotropis. Omer Rav Yosef bar Menuhmi, Omer Rav Nachman, Halocha Tikra Ksubos V'Taman HaMatznasoi. In such a case where the present was a good present, so the present is the main thing, and she loses that on a ksuba. The Nim says Krachas Mekan Mekan. This is what Rav Nachman paskens. So Omer says Lameimer, you want to tell me to Loyozer Rav Nachman Bosa Umdino? That Rav Nachman does not go after the svara, the reasoning, how she would really think, like really the yomdina should be, that she does not want to give up Aksuba. If she knows she's going to lose out, she would rather keep Aksuba. So you tell me Rav Nachman does not go after the yomdina. I have a time, even though not like that. We learned, Harei Sholach b'noi l'mdina sayom. In the case where your son left town, went away, v'shoma shemez b'noi, and the father heard, news came back that the son died. Therefore, v'yomad, the son, the father got up, for cost of kol nechassav achirim. He wrote all his nechassam over to somebody else. Why? Because he thought his son died, he had no more son. But v'yachakach bo b'noi, and then later the son comes home, and the rumor was false. So loch rizmat nosem atona. Tanakama says still, the father gave it away, it's a good present. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh yoimer, no, Ein mat nosem matana. The father's present is not called a good present. You know why? Shilu hoya yodeya shebnoi kayim lekosvan. If the father would have known that his son is really alive, he would have never written it away. So the umdana is the father did not mean to give it away in such a case. And v'yomer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman himself says halachik Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. We paskin like this. So chur yisir Rav Nachman holds. You go after umdana. So how come by Yosta they say that the Isha loses out of Ksuba? So where it says, Shani Yosma, over there it's different. The Nichel Lo, the Tepe Kolo, Kolo de Kazvinu Nalei, Lahanu Nechosim, they in our case is much better. That here the wife herself feels proud and is happy that the husband is giving her such a big present. So therefore here the Yumdiner is, she really means to be Mechel Ksuba. But over there, the husband only gave away the property because he thought his son died. But now when he finds out the son's alive, he never really meant the matana. Where says Tanan Hossim learned over there, Sir Mishnah and Peyam, that HaKosev Nechosev Lebonov, if somebody writes off the property to a son, the cost of Lishta Kaka Kolshu, and when he's writing away, like he's giving a chaluka, he also writes, I'm giving a little bit of kaka for my wife. And she's there and she's not mecha, she does not protest. So Lochur is of the Ksubasa. We say that she loses the ksuba. She means to be mechel the ksuba. She's masking that the rest of the karka should go to her son, and she only has this small karka to collect for a ksuba. That's all. So Morris says, why? Mishum the kosov makaka kosher of the ksubasa, just because the husband wrote specially some karka to her, that's why she should lose a ksuba. So Rav says the case is like this. The mezaka lehen al yodo, the case where the husband was mezaka the property to her children through her, like he used her sudder, her kinyan. So therefore it's a svara, she wasn't meicha, most probably she's meicha huksuba. Ushmula Mashmul says, b'mechalik lefoniha. We're talking about where the father is giving it away in front of her, in the same svara. Visha zekas, and she keeps quiet. So since she keeps quiet and does not protest as if to say, where's the karka for my ksuba, we say she's meicha huksuba. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanin Omar, we're talking about, we know the husband says clearly that I'm giving away all the other property to our son, and I'm only leaving over this for Yiksuba, and she keeps quiet. Here it's a svara, she's Meichel. And the reason is, the Gemara says,